Not Myles Garrett in that instance.
He was talking about Shedeur Sanders. Is he going to say the same thing about Myles Garrett?
I would think so.
Is Kevin Stefanski going to say the same thing about Myles Garrett? He'll be asked. He got busted again for doing 100 miles an hour in a 60-mile-an-hour zone. Or he got busted for speeding again. I'll just leave it at that. I mean, we saw the accident that he's had before. I hate sitting here talking about
this.
And
he had a passenger in the accident.
Yeah, this is a story that doesn't need to exist.
And that passenger was hurt.
I go back to the other part of the story. Is that
Myles was hurt?
Is this what a captain should be? I'll leave it at that. I'll ask you that. I mean, and when you hear that soundbite from the Browns, from Andrew Berry talking about Shedeur Sanders, if you're a rookie, you got it. You're looking up to guys. Myles Garrett's one of the best players in the game, no question about it. Maybe they should just get him a driver. He's making enough money. Why put yourself in the way?
A lot of these guys feel they're invincible, and it's part of the lifestyle, and it's obviously completely wrong. You know, Myles owns multiple, I'm sure, great sports cars. He's driving a Ferrari home from a football game. Well, you don't need a Ferrari to go 70 miles an hour. You know, so figure it out. You want to drive that fast? Get it written into your contract. Go on out to a drag strip. Just put your foot on the gas and go. You know, become a drag racer. Larry Nance did it. Larry didn't speed.
Yeah, one of the slowest rides I've ever had was with Bobby Rahal. I know it's a ding, but I did a story on Bobby Rahal when I was working in Columbus for, It was like Kart Racing Insider or something like that. And so I went over to Bobby's house in the morning, and we were going to do the story, and the crew that was coming in from California was late to shoot. And he goes, come on, let's go get a cup of coffee and some donuts and bring them back to the house.
That's a ding. Yeah.
So I'm like, okay.
Ding.
And I'm sitting in the passenger seat with Bobby Rahal. And I look at him.
Who, by the way, looks a lot like Billy Joel.
Yeah. I look at him and I go, is it hard for you to drive 35 miles an hour? Well, I was in the car. Like, that's all I could think about. I'm like, here's this guy that's over 100 miles all the time.
200.
Yeah, over 200. That's right.
Yeah.
And I looked at him. I go, is it hard to drive 35 miles an hour? He goes, no, I never speed. Never speed. And I was like, wow. I
would think he feels safer did when he was racing on a racetrack than he did on public streets, because on public streets, he's driving with all kinds of people who aren't professionals.
It's true.
You know?
It's true. It was one of those light bulb moments in my head. I was like, yeah. Well, I'm here with probably one of the, he's biggest race car driver from Northeast Ohio ever?
Without question.
Yeah. And so I just, silly. Let's go to Scott in Cleveland. Hi, Scott. How are you?
Hello, Scott.
Good morning, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call.
Good morning.
Andy, I 100% agree with you. I'm a truck driver. I make two trips a day down to Pittsburgh and back. Our trucks are governed at either 65 or 70 miles an hour. We can't go any faster than that. I see these people driving like morons daily. But for Myles Garrett to be busted doing over 100 miles an hour, not only is he a complete moron for doing that, but he is setting one of the worst examples any captain could set for any future players, even kids in high school right now.
If the best player on the team is going to do it, everybody else is. It's just the way it
exactly.
is. We all know that,
exactly.
right?
Exactly. And it's setting that example. You know, my kids learn from my example on how to drive because I'm considered a professional driver. Mm-hmm. I taught them how to drive. What are these kids that are coming out of high school and college seeing him doing and getting away with it? Because that's exactly what he is doing. He's getting away with it. He's spending $250 on a fine when he's making millions and millions of dollars. So that $250 is nothing but chump change. He's getting away with it. There's no repercussions. If he's not getting points on his license, he's got it seven times. He should have a suspended license by now.
Okay,
that's what I was wondering, Scott. Yeah. You know, I looked it up. It's something like 12 points within a 2-year period. So
we don't know how many times in the 2-year period.
No, I would think he's closing in on something.
Hey, Scott, I didn't realize that truck drivers had governors on there. That's it. You made me smarter.
Most companies, the company I drive for, most companies have governors on their trucks. Some are governed at 72, some are governed at 60, so they're everywhere in between. The ones that you see doing 75, 80, 85 miles an hour, those are more than likely your owner-operators, and they don't have governors on their own personal trucks.
Gotcha. Scott, thanks for making me smarter today.
Scott,
I appreciate
you.
That. Thank you. Have a good day.
Stay safe.
You too. Let's go to Wayne in Cleveland also. Hi, Wayne. How are you?
Hello, Wayne.
Hey, morning, gents. How y'all doing?
Hey, we're good.
Just a question.
Sure.
Is that a crime?
Oh, going over 60 miles? Yeah, it's a crime. You got fined. It's a crime.
Moving violation. It's not a crime.
If you kill somebody, is it a crime? It's absolutely a crime, speeding.
But he didn't kill anybody.
It doesn't matter. He doesn't kill. It looks. Are you really justifying someone driving 100 miles an hour? I'm asking you a question. Are you justifying someone driving 100 miles an hour? Yes or no?
Grown man.
What?
Grown man.
Yeah, he's a grown man. Did you not hear what his general manager said about driving over 100 miles an hour? Dude, keep talking because you're keeping Life Bank in business. You are. Don't sit here and justify driving over 100 miles an hour to me, please. Don't. There's no justification. And I tell you 1,000 times, Myles Garrett's my favorite player on this team. You're going to justify driving over 100 miles an hour. Help me. Oh, is that a crime? Is that a crime? Then why do we even have speed limits at all? Help me.
Unfortunately, Andy, driving 100 gets you nothing but a $250 fine. If the penalties were more severe, then maybe people would slow down. I mean, we talk about it. We're driving into work, and you see people just flying by you. It's not, I don't think the penalty is nearly as severe as it should be.
Could they have given him reckless op? Yes.
I don't know.
He's 40 miles over the speed limit.
Well, I would think, but I don't know.
Archie.
I don't know.
How are you? Arch is in Cleveland, too. Hi, Arch. How are you?
Hello, Archie.
Hey, I got a question to ask all you guys. Have y'all ever in your life went over 100?
Only time I've ever done it is I was doing a story on a thing called the Wix. It's a drag racer, and I was sitting in the back seat with a professional driver. So otherwise, the answer is no.
Okay. I have not, Archie.
That wasn't on a public street.
You're right. It wasn't on a public street.
Freeway.
I was on a private track.
So what about everybody else? I mean, I have to admit, let me tell you, I got frustrated, and the traffic was tight. And
sure.
The only thing that was open was all the way to the right. So I punched him, went all the way around the right. Hit 100 and passed everybody.
Okay.
I mean, of course I was wrong. Yes.
That's it. But I mean, that's all. The problem is you're not in the public spotlight. That's the biggest difference.
Nobody should be doing it. He knows he is.
That's the problem. Arch, thank you. I'm not going to sit here and debate the 100 miles an hour thing. I just think it's wrong, and that's me.
Well, you don't have to agree with me. You don't have to think it's wrong. It is wrong.
The bigger question then becomes is this guy a leader on your team? Is he a captain? I'm just asking that. Is he a captain? That's the question. Let's go Daryl in Brook Park. Hi, Daryl.
Hey, guys.
Hey there.
Daryl.
Well, you know, I've been on the Autobahn in Germany.
Sure. I was on a bus with a governor.
Ding.
Sorry, keep going. Yes.
Well, man, I'm telling you, the police are there. But if you're going by in a Ferrari in the Autobahn, over 100 miles an hour, and you don't appear to be driving what they consider recklessly, they're not going to bother you because there is no speed limit. I'm sure Miles, when he gets on 71, he's used to driving that car. I've driven a Ferrari. You're up to 100 miles an hour in 20 seconds, and I'm sure he knows the performance of his vehicle.
Sure,
but I can understand. Well, he's going by a Chevy Blazer or something, and, you know, that car is doing maybe 55, 60. He's going 100 before it gets away from him, you know?
Sure.
That's the difference in football. They've got 6 days between games. Now, can you imagine Stephen Kwan and Jorge Ramirez going 100 miles an hour? They've got to get on a plane and go to the next series.
Well, he was on a plane coming. Okay, Daryl, thank you. I got you. They have too much time in between. I don't know what that means. They're at practice. That has nothing to do with anything.
He was heading home after a game.
Yeah.
Doesn't matter. What matters is the man was driving over 100 miles an hour.
Yes. Doug's in Chagrin Falls. Hi, Doug.
Yeah, I'm not condoning anything like this either. I would just tell you, though, you know, it's an age-old problem with everybody, especially sports figures. But I would just tell you, I don't know if you heard the interview that Bernie Kosar did, and I think it was on your station just last week, where he pulled over Shredder Sanders and told him the story about how he was late for a meeting after going to a concert at Blossom. Mm-hmm. And so he was caught doing 125 on 71 coming up from a Huey Lewis in the News concert. So it happens to the best of us.
Yeah,
and we
I agree.
Gotta be thinking about it. And we got to grow up. That's what it is. It's part of growing up. You can't condone it, but you've got to grow up.
Good point, Doug. Doug, I agree with that. I agree with it. Mike's in Cleveland. Hi, Mike. Hello.
Hey, how's it going there? I just wanted to comment. I believe anything over 20 is a criminal, and you can't actually be arrested for it at over 20 miles an hour.
All right.
You know, I heard the previous caller. I've done 100, but you got to grow up, and you know, you're the face of a franchise. You got to be smart.
There you go, Mike. That's a bottom line. And by the way, this is a 1-2-day story. I hate to say it. Luckily, nobody got killed. Or hurt. Jeff's right.
Or hurt.
Nobody got killed. It's just silly. I question you as a captain. And I can't wait to hear what Andrew Berry has to say about this one, because what he said to Shador Sanders should be exactly the same thing he's saying to Myles Garrett, because the front office has to be consistent on this. 216-474-0092. 216-474-0092. We are completely going to shift gears on this. Somebody said something, but it's funny. Bernie Kosar got brought up just now, who may have said something that would be almost as, I haven't heard it yet, sorry, but from what I'm hearing, could be almost as good as Bernie Kosar figuring out a way to play for the Browns. 216-474-0092, Baskin and Phelps, 92.3 The Fan.